This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. I'm Mark Belanger. The United Nations Agency, which focuses on matters of work in the world, is predicting that millions of jobs will be lost as the world transitions to greener economies. But, says the International Labour Organization, millions more jobs will be created. The organization also says the transition could be made more justly if social protection plans, such as unemployment insurance, were implemented. The ILO is a tripartite organization guided by representatives of governments, employer groups, and labor unions. It is strongly supported by the international labor movement. Here is a just recently released ILO audio report about the jobs that will be lost and the jobs that will be created by a transition to greener economies.
The transition to a green economy will profoundly affect the world of work. While some jobs will be lost, this will be more than offset by the number of new jobs created. In mitigating climate change, 18 million more jobs will be created. While 6 million jobs could be lost, mostly in fossil fuel-based industries, 24 million new jobs will be created, many of them in the renewable energy, manufacturing, and construction sectors. Introducing sustainable practices such as conservation and organic farming will change the landscape of rural economies and the tasks of the world's 1 billion people in agriculture. A circular economy in which goods are reused, recycled, remanufactured, and designed to last longer will result in as many as 6 million new jobs around the world. At the enterprise level, there are business opportunities in adopting sustainable practices. Through green jobs, workers are directly involved in the transition. Through social dialogue, policies which address adequate employment, skills training, and new industrial practices will contribute to a transition that not only creates economic opportunity, but is just for all workers.
The ILO report released this week called Greening with Jobs calls for better social protection plans for workers involved in the transition to greener economies.
As temperatures increase, precipitation patterns change, and weather-related disasters become more common and more intense, social protection policies can safeguard workers against the effects of environmental degradation and protect those negatively affected by the transition to a green economy. For example, unemployment protection schemes can support workers who lose their jobs in the transition towards an environmentally sustainable economy. Cash transfer programs can compensate workers for lost income due to extreme weather events. Public employment programs can achieve economic, social, and environmental objectives simultaneously. About half of them do already. Payment for ecosystem services schemes can offer cost-effective protection for the environment while also supporting household incomes. Extending social protection programs and green investment is financially viable and can promote economic growth, job creation, and a fairer income distribution.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Radio Labor's newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, and community radio stations. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Labor. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.